That's great. You know, the competition level is just awesome at this track, and it's great to be on top of the points right now. You know, we don't have a lock-in yet, which would be nice to be going in that last race knowing that you're going to pull this off, but we still got our work cut out for us, but it's where we want to be, that's for dang sure.
And if folks don't know, those Legends cars, tell us a little bit about them and what it's like to race one.
Well, you know, I came from a background of racing motorcycles, and I was lucky enough to talk my wife into letting me get into racing cars because I told her how safe it was. 2 years later, I broke my neck. But a lot of people say the cars are cute, and they are cute, but they are definitely a race car, and they're an open wheel race car. We reach speeds of 90 miles an hour down the straightaways at CNS, 3.5 inches off the ground, so there's definitely a little bit of a danger factor there. But it's a 5/8 scale car that came out of Charlotte, North Carolina by a man named Humpy Wheeler, who basically owns a lot of the NASCAR tracks mm-hmm. throughout the U.S. and mm-hmm. is a big name in the NASCAR world. Mm-hmm. And this was his brainchild, and it's picked up all over the country. I think there's over 5,000 Legend cars throughout the nation.
When you race them, are they pretty well stock, or can you muck with them a little bit?
They're very, it's a spec class, which is when I got into a racing car, that's what I wanted. I wanted something I could be competitive in if I had the driving ability without having to throw a lot of money at it. And we do have two motors that can be put in these cars. They have a sealed motor, which is a 1250cc, and they have an open motor, which is a 1200cc. These motors originally came out of stock Yamaha FJ1200 motorcycles from mm-hmm. 1984 to 1993 is when they made that air-cooled motorcycle engine.
Mm-hmm.
So the advantage of having a sealed motor is you get an extra 50 cc's. The disadvantage is that it is sealed and there's nothing you can do to the motor. An open motor, you have a few more options. You can do some work to the cams, very little, but it's the fact that you can take it to any motor builder anywhere and have them make repairs or do any fixes to the motor. So it's a trade-off. I think eventually you'll see the series go to sealed only so that they can get that motor program under control.
And what's it like to drive a car that's only 3.5, when you're, you know, your butt's only 3.5 inches off the ground? What's it like to drive a car at that height?
It's a kick. I mean, it's literally a hoot. When I come out of that car being 6 foot, 195 pounds, people can't believe that I got in that car. But I've seen drivers 6 foot five, 300 pounds that race these things. They stuff themselves in there, and it's fun. Once you get in, you're pretty comfortable. Getting in and getting out is a challenge. The cars are 5 foot wide and 72 inches long, so they're pretty square. They don't like going forward. They're very hard to control, and when you get it down, it's a nice feeling because, man, I tell you, those first years in Legend cars, I spent more time backwards than forward.
We're talking with John Crisman. He is quite the Legends driver now. Maybe started out rocky, but boy, you've done great with 3 wins, 2 seconds, and 2/3 this year. Going into the last race, you do have the points lead. What's the secret to driving one of those Legends cars, John?
The secret to these is, you know, having a crew chief like my son-in-law, Dan, that just every week I have a car that I know that is not, you know, nothing's going to fall off this car. Everything's consistent. Our changes now are very minute. We make very small changes to the shock package, to the air pressure package, wheelbase, ride heights, caster, camber. We've got it pretty much dialed in, and we don't mess with it, you know. When things change, it's usually a track condition change with the different series we're running with, the different rubber that's being put down on the track, and we know eventually our car is going to come back to us, so we don't overreact when things are going a little off. So we make small changes, and I think that's the key. You know, we're not wrenching on big turns in the springs and heavy air pressure changes. We just go to our package that we know, and we trust, and it's worked out.